This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India created history as the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft carrying the Axiom 4 crew, including Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, gently docked with the International Space Station, ISS, at 4 p.m. Indian time today. With this, the first Indian astronaut has set his feet on International Space Station. Lucknow-born, Shubhanshu Shukla has also become the second Indian in space, following Rakesh Sharma's flight in 1984. This historic mission carried four astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the ISS for a 14-day scientific expedition in low Earth orbit. Minister of Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has congratulated Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and the Axiom 4 mission team for their successful docking at the International Space Station. Talking to media, Dr. Singh highlighted India's crucial role in the mission. The minister remarked that it has been trusted to perform the crucial parts of the expedition.
This time, India has been entrusted to perform the most critical part of the expedition, the crucial experiments, particularly those related to life sciences, those related to the possibilities of exploring the potential or the probability of habitat, microgravity, milieu, whether it's in relation to the microorganisms or the human beings, the various functions and or dysfunctions likely to happen with regard to the human physiology. And this is something which is going to have a very critical bearing on all the future expeditions across the world.
Shanghai Cooperation Organization's joint statement was not adopted due to India's refusal to sign the document as it failed to mention cross-border terrorist activities. It is believed that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's refusal to endorse the document resulted in the conclave ending without a joint communique. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India wanted concerns and terrorism reflected in the document, which was not acceptable to one particular country. Mr. Jaiswal said Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, who was participating in the meeting, called upon member countries to come together to fight terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
It is imperative that those who sponsor, nurture and utilize terrorism for their narrow and selfish ends must bear the consequences. Some countries use cross-border terrorism as an instrument of policy and provide shelter to terrorists. There should be no place for such double standards. Yes, you should not hesitate to criticize such nations. India's zero tolerance for terrorism is manifest today through its actions. And we have shown that epicenters of terrorism are no longer safe, and we will not hesitate to target them.
At the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, India has condemned in strong terms the nefarious agenda of Pakistan, accusing it of attempting to deflect attention from its own human rights violations and state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador P. Harish, issued a sharp rebuttal during the UNSC's open debate on children and armed conflict, calling out Pakistan for misusing the platform and violating the Council's agenda. India today strongly condemned the demolition of the Durga temple in Dhaka, criticizing the role of Muhammad Yunus-led interim government in allowing the destruction and projecting it as a case of illegal land use. At a weekly media briefing in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the interim government, instead of providing security to the temple, projected the episode as a case of illegal land use and allowed the destruction of the temple today. He said it is the responsibility of the interim government of Bangladesh to protect Hindus, their properties and their religious institutions. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today held a meeting with political leaders at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar and discussed the preparations for Amarnath Yatra, which is scheduled to begin from July 3. The meeting was attended by Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, among others. India stamped its authority at the second Asian Squash Doubles Championships with a commanding performance, clinching all three titles, men's, women's and mixed doubles in Kuala Lumpur today. In the men's doubles, top seeds Abhay Singh and Velavan Senthil Kumar defeated Pakistan's Noor Zaman and Nasir Iqbal 2-1 in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.